Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven. We're on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano. We're in here holding it down for the rest of the hour. A lot of stuff going on, too. Spring game day. You're going to have coverage right here on 93.9 The Ville. We got recruits in town. Jaden Quaintance is, look, I'm following his Instagram like a hawk right now. Apparently, he's over at the practice facility enjoying his trip, so that's a good thing. I don't know if we'll get to see him out at the spring game tonight or if he's out of here after this. I don't know. I guess just keep your eyes peeled on that end. But we have the football team has a ton of recruits in tonight. So a lot of big-time recruits going to be there, so that's fun. But, yeah, just a huge day, man. I know still trying to get some – confirmation on Abubakar Traore.
You are getting so good at saying his name.
Yeah, I know. I really like him, man. I really like him. Think he would be a big time get if we could get him. So yeah, but it would be nice get him on campus. Of course, would like to have him here and checking him out. And then Trey Townsend tomorrow and Sunday, and Corin Johnson, who there's been a lot of scuttle around. Corin Johnson, maybe, you know, being the next one of the next commitments for the Cards from Garfield, which same place Peyton Siva played. I believe Peyton played at Garfield.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, look at his high school. I think because I know there's Rainier Beach out there. That's where T-Will played. Franklin might have been where Peyton played. But
Franklin. He did play at Franklin.
He played at Franklin.
Good work out of you.
And then, yeah, oh. I know. And then Garfield. But they're all right there in the same vicinity in the Seattle area. Yeah. So, like, they're...
Where'd T-Will play?
Rainier Beach. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Double check me on that. But I think that's where he played. But, yeah, that's kind of the three big ones out there. Because there was, like, a crazy amount of talent that come out of there all at once.
Rainier Beach High School. Yeah, damn. Yeah, look at you playing alma mater.
I know,
okay,
man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Boom, boom. Then, of course, just now I'm just doing the speculation. The Chucky Hepburn from Wisconsin. I know Eric Bossy put a post out there on the board saying that Louisville could be a team to watch there. Really good player. There, and then Trilly Donovan this morning put something out there about the VCU guard that Louisville and Florida could be two teams to watch for him, the Max Schulga guy. So Louisville's making some moves, man. I would really like to get obviously JQ is everybody. I mean, he's a stud. Like, everybody wants him. But also, I mean, Trey Townsend's a big one too, because I think he could really do a lot of stuff. I like Traore as well too. I mean, he had multiple 20-20 games this year. He had a couple triple doubles. Like, I mean, this guy's a do it all guy. But him or Trey, I mean, obviously you could take both, because I mean, at this point we only have one front court guy, and that's James Scott. So I mean, there's plenty of room. Again, Townsend, Traore, both a little undersized, but in the college game, that's not that big of a deal. That's going to hurt them NBA wise probably, but in the college game, they'll be just fine. But to me, they add so much. Getting a couple guys like that that will just rebound, that do it all. That, I mean, Townsend can really score it. I mean, you watched him against Kentucky. You've watched him against Illinois this year. Watched him against Michigan State. I mean, he can really play. They're two really intriguing guys over the next couple days that I'm watching. So, really like them.
When you mentioned Jaden Quaynes, I immediately started also thinking about Boogie Fland. Like, mm-hmm. Have you heard any rumblings on that? I mean, the list of people who have reached out to him is, like, immense. There's, like, 15 schools everywhere. Providence to Alabama.
Everybody. I mean, well, no, other than that report that came out the other day where they said, basically, everybody expects him to end up at Arkansas, but Louisville's probably the most aggressive in the most aggressive pursuit of him right now. I mean, that means you got to think you're getting a shot, but that's one of those that until there's a visit plan,
mortal enemies.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't get a shout out to the park services.
We're not talking about the fun parks.
The park with the sea. Boo. To me, Boogie Fland's one that I kind of just keep an eye on. And then if it shows he's visiting, then I'm like, okay, there might be something to this. Until I hear of a visit, it's just kind of, okay, it's something to keep in the back of your mind. You know, that's kind of how I treat it just in this day and age. I mean, that's how I treated Jaden Quaintance. I mean, you know, I know people were, there was some talk around. I mean, I chatted with Ty Spalding and stuff, and I know I don't think he minds me saying it now, but where he had said, you know, he heard like they were poking around there a little bit because the connection, and they were making sure that he was really wanting to look around. And it's like, well, if a visit gets set up, it's definitely worth looking at worth paying attention to. But until a visit's set up, it's just kind of
pie in the sky a little bit.
And then a visit got set up, and it was like, okay, this is serious. Yeah, there's
like you said, get him on campus.
You got a chance, man.
That needs to be a t-shirt for the show. Get him on campus. You got a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not, man? Excited. We did get another guy yesterday in Ali Khalifa, who it's such a wild commitment, because it was like the story behind him committing then almost was immediately rivaled by the story of, oh, he's redshirting. So it was like, not that that's a bad thing. I mean, I like it because me and Marcus were talking yesterday, and Marcus brought up a great point. I wish he was here to make it on this part. But he was like, it shows a plan. You like that, because it doesn't.
That's a good point.
It doesn't feel like Pat Kelsey's like, oh, we can't take him because I've got to have guys only this year, and I don't care about everything else. We've got to do it this year. And it's like, well, yeah, Pat Kelsey is confident enough to say, what is wrong with me? I'm like, am I about to stroke out?
Did you break into the bourbon? Like, what happened there, buddy?
I was like, I can't get the words out. But it shows that Pat Kelsey's like, no, I'm going to get enough talent to win this year. This guy I'm going to take because now I've already got a center for next year.
Right.
You know, another guy, you know, and I'm going to give him a year. And I don't know how long Khalifa will be out. And maybe he can practice in the second half of the season. I don't know. But, I mean, you're talking about one of the best passing big men in college basketball.
Average 4 assists a game.
Yeah, like that.
Strong.
And on looks, the head. I mean, I brought up yesterday some of the games. I mean, he had 17-7-7. Or 14-7-7 against Baylor. He had 25-7 against Texas Tech. You know, I mean, like he's. You go through the games and you're like, man, this kid is pretty good. So I'll be clear, I am perfectly fine with the redshirt taking him. The other thing is, the word is out there, he's on a visa. So he's not taking a bunch of NIL money. Not really taking any NIL money.
See, that's what kind of stood out to me. When you brought that up yesterday, that he had maybe some ties to Anas Mahmood.
Like, he's tweeted about Anas a bunch. Yeah.
When you see these players that are following Cal, Vonnemar, Visich, possibly Boogie Fland, you hear all this stuff.
Carter Knox almost assuredly now.
Right. It just reinforces this idea that even though it is a day and age of NIL and transfer portal and you have to adapt to that game, which is something that, you know, people were upset about with Kenny for not doing, not to dance on the grave, but, you know, it's something that you have to adapt for. Relationships are still important. Yeah. And that's like what kind of stood out to me with this whole Ali Khalifa thing. You brought up the whole Anas Mahmood thing, which only now gets bolstered more by the fact he's on a visa and isn't taking a ton of NIL money. And the fact that doesn't he have a tie to somebody, one of the assistant coaches
on the team as well? I mean, I don't know. I just heard that with Kloman, maybe. And Rayne Smith. He played international ball with Rayne Smith. They posted a picture.
This is a signing that has as much to do with relationships as anything. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of like, okay, cool. Like, you know, we don't just have to get into the NIL bag. Like, there's other things that bring players here. That's what kind of stood out to me on this one, which now is only even exemplified even more by the fact that he's on a visa. I didn't know that there's NIL restrictions or... Yeah. When you're on visa.
Like, I mean, to my knowledge...
That's new to me.
To my knowledge, he can't take any, I don't believe. So...
Really?
If you're getting him for free,
Jeez.
Just winning the recruitment, and he's redshirting, and now I'm going to have him fully healthy for next season, like, again...
Sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got him over Kentucky, who had him last year. Mark Pope coached the man last year. Like, that's a good win for Pat Kelsey.
I mean, remember there was talk that he was a Manchurian candidate?
Right.
And now all of a sudden he picked the Louisville over his former coach.
Yeah.
How about that?
Somebody says, doesn't that mean Rayne Smith is also not getting paid? That's possible. I don't know Rayne Smith's situation. He may be a full citizen for all I know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah. It was just brought up with Khalifa that could be the thing.
I didn't know they were not.
Yeah.
Eligible for, and I kind of feel bad. Like, everyone's getting a piece of the pie, and just because they're foreign players, they can't get a...
Well, it was the thing with, help me out, Kentucky. Sheboy. For a while, it was like, he can only get, he's got to get different ways. Now, I think there are ways to get them.
I was going to say, Sheboy was getting like $2 million a year. They found a way around that.
You've got to do it through other ways, though. Like, you can't just NIL them, you know? Yeah, it's
such a backwards ass.
I know.
Like, I'm sorry.
It is weird. Very weird. But yeah, so it's interesting. But yeah, so you picked Khalifa up yesterday, he'll be on the team. Yeah, so that means he will occupy a scholarship. But again, one that especially somebody of his skill set, it's well worth it, man. Big time shooter, like I said, arguably one of, if not the best passing big man in the country. He's top three. You know, Texas says, don't we play in the Bahamas next year? Ali can get paid in the Bahamas and it will be legal. Okay. That could be possible.
Well, there you go.
He wouldn't. I mean, I guess he could get NIL money there maybe in that for that tournament, but I don't know. Yeah. So somebody said Zach Edey wasn't getting NIL. So I guess that was another one where they had to kind of go around it to get them paid. I mean, but they're...
Where's Edey from?
I don't know.
Is he Canadian?
I think he was Canadian. I know his mom, I believe, was Asian.
Yeah.
But I think he was, like, Canadian.
Okay.
Is what it was.
All right. Because, I mean, he speaks with, like, little to no accent. So...
That's why I was like, yeah, now... But, I mean, they showed pictures of him with his mom, and she was Asian. I mean, obviously, you can look at him and see that.
Yeah, right,
you
know, right.
That there was Asian there. But I think it's... Canadian is what he was.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, and we do play in the Bahamas, so I would be honest with you, I'd be lying if I said I knew the rules there. But again, I mean, that's another factor in that. And now you have other guys on campus, and you have, and with Khalifa, I don't know. We don't know the extent of the injury. it maybe it's something where there is a shot he plays this year, even though they're saying he's redshirting. I mean, that could be, you know, something where, hey, no, we're going to go ahead and say he's redshirting.
Is there any recruiting element to maybe that where, you know, you could might be going after like, you know, Trey Townsend or something?
I think it would be more if, now there, it may be a situation where it's like, no, he's about to have surgery. He's not going to be ready in February at minimum. So we're just going to say he's redshirting.
Right.
But there also could be a thing where it's like, he could be ready by December, but I think it would be better to just, what's it look like if he's here and you're like, oh, okay, now Louisville fans are like, oh, we got this. You know what you don't want to do to Louisville fans right before the season? You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to redshirt this guy. Because then it's like, what?
Bit of a wet blanket, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, right. You know, then that opens up the speculation.
I think it's easier to say right now, like, no, the plan is the redshirting. And then we'll see what happens, you know. Let's see, Rummage. I need that dang sun to come out for the recruiting guy. I totally agree with you. I think it's supposed to at some time today. But, Steve, Nick, do you see us having one or more commitment before Monday?
How many are on campus?
It would be one for me because I think the commitments right now.
Quaintance is here now.
You have JQ. I've just not seen any confirmation about Abubakar Traore yet. I'm assuming he's here.
That's Long Beach State.
Yeah. But then Trey Townsend and Corin Johnson.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you get one before Monday. Because I think there's a good chance Corin Johnson pulls the trigger while he's here. I'm speculating.
Yeah, 100%. Who else does Townsend have?
This is it. He went and saw Arizona. He went and saw Ohio State. And then he's coming here. And so I think you could get a decision from him Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
I think, you know, obviously Quaintance, if you're going to get Quaintance, totally my opinion, absolutely my opinion with zero inside knowledge on the situation. In my head, though, if you're going to get Quaintance, you're going to get him probably by Monday.
Right.
Because if he leaves here and he's like, well, I'm still going to go look at Arkansas, I'm going to probably just kind of go, okay, I'm going to forget about him. And if he ends up here, cool, but it's probably not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, I would imagine Trey Townsend will make a decision fairly soon. And I would imagine, I don't know what Traore's plans are. But also, I think you're going to see a couple visits next week, too. So, I mean, I think some guys, it's going to be like, you know, Louisville's taking dudes. They're not waiting for dudes. So, there's another wave coming in.
I'm going to go with two. I think they get Townsend and Caron.
Okay. Yeah. I think there's a good shot they get Townsend. I don't think it's before Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it could be. He could pull the trigger on Sunday and say, man, look, I'm in. I've saw it all. He's an adult.
Right.
So an adult's going to make the decision when they're ready. And if he's here and an adult like him doesn't make an emotional decision.
Right.
I've played a lot of ball. Like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah, this is the best spot for me.
Yeah.
I think
Maddox,
family,
midway through the visit, probably knew, I don't think I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
the adults have.
Have an idea.
Have an idea of, okay, there was something I saw here that I'm like, okay, I'm going to go look at Illinois and Xavier. Like, when he left here, I don't think he gave Louisville another thought.
Right. He was like, thank you for your time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm going to look at these other schools now.
Right.
And that's just kind of how I feel about it. That's why I think Townsend, I think you got a pretty good shot. I mean, if he shows up here and you do well, I mean, you know, it's, I think you got a good shot at landing. And again, I tend to agree with you. I'm just going, if I'm doing a technicality by the guy's question and he said before Monday, I think.
Before Monday. No, yeah. I like the time frame of Monday.
But like, it could be Monday. So if we push it out to Monday, I mean, Townsend doesn't even know what he's getting himself into just because the extra love he'll be getting for beating UK. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
And it's fact.
I heard you guys when I was driving in talking about Kaminsky and Sam Decker.
Yeah.
Never needing to buy a beer in this city.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's why I say, I mean, if Townsend gets here, I mean, people, even if he wasn't here on a visit, people would just be like, oh, straight Townsend, you know, like, let's go. But I would say, man, if you're out and about in some of these events and you're over at Thunder or you're over at Lynn Family Stadium this Saturday or you're at the spring game today, I don't be weird, but I fully endorse. Let these recruits know you love them, man. Hey, we want you here. You know, if it's somebody you like and you're like, man, I really would like to see that guy here, tell them. They enjoy that. Go up to them. Take a picture. Tell them, hey, we want you here in the Ville, man.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, don't be weird. I mean,
I was going to say, you're not calling a Mexican restaurant halfway across the country.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't sniff them or something.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, oh, man, you smell so good. You know, like, don't do weird stuff.
You smell
stuff.
Like 15 and 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, you don't have to be weird, but I don't think that there is a problem at all with going up to them and letting them know, hey, look, we love you here, man. Love to have you. Watch your game.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think they like that. So
it certainly can't hurt.
Just don't sniffle. Yeah. I don't know why I went to sniffle.
No. That was a good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's a good weird thing.
Don't
yeah.
Walk up it.
A good weird example.
Yeah.
Do one of those.
Smell great.
Yeah, that's probably not going to help. That's but
like, okay,
give them a little polite love. That probably. Yeah.
Call me if you commit. Then walk away.
Yeah. Throw your number at them.
Yeah. What?
Crumpled up Dizzy Wiz rapper.
Yeah. All right. Steve, when does spring summer BART practices officially start in basketball? I believe August, late July, August. Because I don't think we have a foreign trip scheduled at this point. So I think they start in late July, August, when they can actually start practicing.
Officially. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes if you have now they can do practice before then, but I think unrestricted.
Are we going to hear some, hopefully maybe a little bit, kind of some TBT scrimmages, you know, some secret scrimmages over summer? I'm really hoping that we get some of those.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I say. Like, you're going to get stuff like that where it's like the TBT team's going to be here. They're going to be scrimmaging the team. Because I think you'll have majority of the team put together,
yeah,
you know, by Memorial Day at minimum, so or at the latest.
That would be fun to watch, man.
Yeah,
that would be real fun to watch.
You'll get that, you know. You'll get certain things along though. But I mean, as far as like when actual practice starts, I think it's sometime in August, unless you got a foreign trip. So
right,
but they can do things. It's just like, you know, 2 hours on court, different things like that, you know.
Yeah, you can't have official practice, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Biden stiffs people. Yes, he does. of all the creepy things he does, it's definitely tops the list of creepy.
See, you can enjoy the way somebody smells. I love the way you smell.
Sure, sure.
I love the way Anna Tarullo smells. Mm-hmm. You know, when Sofaro comes in here, I like the way, you know, he usually has a good smell to him. But I don't actively walk up to you and be like...
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, hey, man, you smell good. What you wearing? You know, something
yeah,
like
no,
that.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah. No, yeah, there's a big difference in
yeah, right.
making it weird.
When you're yeah. actively sniffing someone like a
what
dog.
What does Anna smell like?
Roses and Italian ice. She smells like limoncello.
Well, my favorite drink at Disney is orange jello.
Well, there you go.
At Epcot.
No, she, I forgot. She smelled like it's kind of smelled like jasmine, I think. Like, that was her smell like earlier this week. I don't know. You were wearing something yesterday going into Tri-State Men's Health. It smelled like Adidas Moves got its PhD.
Yeah,
it was very sporty.
Yeah, it was $500 Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for equating it to Adidas Moves.
Well, I'm just saying, that was one we all had as a kid. Everybody yeah. had that
same. It
was same.
Creed at Ventus.
Yeah,
what I was wearing.
I said it was Adidas Moves got its PhD. Like, I wow. knew it smelled... But I'm saying it smelled very sporty.
Wow.
I liked it. I liked it. You smelled good. I got to give me some of that.
Yeah, that one hurt.
It was the only one I could think of that was sporty.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I can't think of a degree that's higher than a PhD. So I knew that it wasn't. I knew you weren't wearing Adidas Moves, Steve. I just was saying that it had that sporty smell to it, and it smelled amazing. You smelled great yesterday, buddy.
Well, good, man. Well, thank you.
I was wearing Versace.
Versace.
That was the
Versace's good. They got some good ones.
Yeah,
Versace Eros, I really like in the teal.
Yeah.
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 And that one's really good.
Like the dark teal one. Am I thinking? Are we thinking the same one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably. It's good though. I really like that. Maybe took now. His bottles and ran. Yeah. Insert NCAA compliance memo here. Like you said, Steve, don't be weird. just don't be weird. Boopy Miller is not going to be visiting now. So he will not be visiting. So this weekend should just be Corin Johnson and Trey Townsend to this point.
That's tomorrow. Today's JQ.
And I'm assuming Abubakar.
Yeah. Oh, are they staying? Are they staying throughout the weekend?
I don't think so.
Are they just popping in here for the spring game
Nick
and bouncing?
Has Greg Doyle vibes.
Okay. That kind of hurt. I really like Greg Doyle. Like, I don't know why he said what he said. That was bad.
It got weird.
It got real weird. It got real weird. Like he's the funny guy. Like, he asked like fun, weird questions. Yeah. And I think that one just got way too weird.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, dude, know the room.
Yeah. I was like, come on, man.
I don't know that he necessarily meant anything horrible by
no,
it.
No, I don't think he did, but
know the room, man.
It just was,
there's a lot of this conversation going on now, and now she's drafted, and the first thing you tell her is like, yeah, why don't you Google eyes at me?
Yeah, just was like, yeah.
Yeah, probably wouldn't go that route.
Yeah, you picked a lot of different avenues. Yeah. There's a lot of different avenues to choose.
Yeah,
you picked
yeah,
that one,
yeah. It's like, yeah, I probably would have kept it. Wait till she's been there for a year or two, and she's now part of the city.
Yeah, like, you know the two of you guys are boys. You know, I don't know.
I probably wouldn't have done that. Nikki just made it weird after saying don't make it weird. Yeah, that's true. I was wearing Versace, but I still smelled like Parmesan. Okay. Tough. Sorry to hear that.
A very nutty cheese, Parmesan.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
So do you work at a pizza place or like it was like
No,
how
it's
do you
my cologne.
Yeah. Just
okay.
What did it smell like?
Yeah. I used to Parmesan.
It's Reggiano.
Yeah, it's just, it's a focaccia bread.
Focaccia bread.
That's what I do. Yeah. Even though I do have Tom Ford ombre leather, I do like that smell. It's kind
the
of
leathery
a sweet,
smell.
Leathery smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do enjoy that one.
I like that one. I like that smell. It's sort of like, I love the smell of walking into like a shoe store.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, you get hit like, or a department store.
God, I'm not going to be able to. Nobody listening is going to be able to talk to a recruit now without thinking. You smell. So he smelled like every one of you weirdos listening to us have this weirdo conversation. Know dang well you're going to smell the recruits tonight.
Yeah.
You know you will.
Yeah, we.
You're not going to make it weird, but you're going to sniff.
Yeah, they're going to sniff.
You're
going to
sniff.
They're going to sniff.
Every one of you are going to sniff.
Everyone's going to get a sniff.
It's going to happen tonight.
Did we just cost us a recruit? Because someone's going to.
Somebody keep Jaden Quaintance away from that spring game tonight.
Someone's going to smell way too hard.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was
that half second.
And then they're going to try to explain.
Sniff, moan, done.
Yeah,
they're gone.
They're going to be like, well, actually, I didn't mean to sniff you, but they were talking on the radio about what it would be like if somebody sniffed you. And now, and he's
wait a minute.
Be like,
let me get this straight. The sports radio people were talking about how I smell in this city.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm gone." Who are you excited to see during the spring game tonight, Steve? Oh, I'm a sucker for offensive skill players in spring games. Colin Lacey was a highly rated guy coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be up there for me pretty high. Actually, the tight ends in live action, I will enjoy. But honestly, probably Don Chaney now.
Where I was going to go.
If you ran Penny Boone off of Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. That was the one I was excited to see, Penny Boone, and now he's gone because of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be expecting Donald Chaney, but to look pretty good.
Right.
You know? And, of course, I'll pick it apart, too. I'll leave the spring game. Saying, okay, this is what we need. We need this here. We need this here. I am actually excited to watch our defense because I think it's going to be a really good defense this year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing some of those guys. Nick seems like the dude that will hold another dude's hand across the street.
I mean, you know, safety first.
Sure.
Forgive me for caring about my friends.
Hollister Wave 2 is a really good cheap summer and spring smell.
Hollister got a lot of flack, understandably and deservedly so.
Growing up, I lived by the duo Curve and Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Now I'm upgraded a little bit, but I don't think Nick smelling people is weird at all. Signed Rex Ryan.
I don't have a foot thing. Not to, you know, we don't kink shame on the show, but I'm not a foot guy.
I said, does Steve make a ton of money? Or is he just terrible with money? Living in Norton Commons, wearing $500 cologne, and going to Orlando every 15 days. What's his secret? My wife.
There you go.
My wife.
Ask a simple question. Get a simple answer.
Does Steve make good money? Let me help you out. No. Does my wife make great money? Yes. So that's nice.
What is your favorite cologne?
Oh, we were flying out in the morning. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How early?
Not bad. 7:45.
Okay. Yeah, that's 7:45. That's doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick needs to go to jail for the shirt.
For my shirt.
Yeah, please don't sniff the recruits. We need to build a roster. JQ, you smell like GQ. I love you, man. And then walk off. Steve, you have one more route in you. No, I don't. Actually, I know that for a fact. I was trying to show my son how to break out of a sideline comeback route, and I was almost positive for about a minute and a half that I tore my Achilles. Jupe. A lot of people wore Jupe. I do remember Jupe.
Jupe. See, yeah. Like, I remember Adidas Moves, Tommy Hilfiger. I there was a lot of body spray.
Bod. Yeah.
I was just supposed to.
Somebody just said Bod.
Bod. What? Curve.
Yeah.
Axe, obviously. Yeah. A lot of Axe in high school.
Well, Axe got big right about the time me and you were kind of coming out.
Right.
And our junior and senior years and stuff.
And then Old Spice answered it. And I got to be honest, the Old Spice scents weren't as strong as Axe, but they lasted longer.
This person, they get me every little bit with this.
What? Oh, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Dark Plagueis, the Wise? No. I thought not. It's a just story the Jedi would tell you. It's a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a Dark Lord of the Sith, so powerful, so wise. Could use the Force to influence the midichlorians to create life. He had such knowledge of the dark side, he could even keep ones he cared about from dying. He could actually save people from death. The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities, some considered to be unnatural. Well, what happened to him? He became so powerful, the only thing he was afraid of was losing his power, which he eventually, of course, he did. Unfortunately, he taught his apprentice everything he knew. Then his apprentice killed him in his sleep. It's ironic. He could save others from death, but not himself. Is it possible to learn this power? Not from a Jedi. And this number will text this in, and they only text it in when I'm in mic one. And
that's the scene from Palpatine and Anakin.
Yes,
yeah.
Anakin in the theater.
Right.
And like, go back and look. They tweet other things. That is fine. But I'm here, I get it. And I don't know what it's about, but it's some kind of connection that we have. And I kind of enjoy it. So anybody wear the Michael Jordan cologne? I did not.
I didn't.
Tell Nikki I also have a foot fetish. Okay.
If you don't kink shame on the show.
No.
Consenting adults.
Yeah. Ask Nick about figuring out Twin Peaks.
Oh, that was sad. I don't want to talk about
that.
Okay. But I will tell everybody that National Munchies Day is tomorrow.
Let's get it.
National Munchies Day is 4/20. Need something to cure that cotton mouth? Grab a liquid marijuana. Shots are just $6 all day, and cocktails are on special for $8 featuring Captain Morgan, Parrot Bay Coconut Rum, Melon Liqueur, and Blue Curacao, shaken and poured over ice and topped with pineapple juice and a dash of sweet and sour. Cheers. Happy National Munchies Day on 4/20. Go to Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, scenic views.
That's at Twin Peaks.
That is at Twin Peaks. And I didn't realize the double entendre of Twin Peaks. Been doing reads for them for 3 months. I've gone over there.
That never crossed your mind. You do know Hooters isn't about owls, right?
Yeah, I know, Steve.
I just was making sure that you knew.
Yeah, I understood. But I thought Twin Peaks just was like a mountainy lodge type thing. And they all dressed like Sexy Lumberjacks. I didn't realize Twin Peaks, Double Entendre for, yeah.
Okay.
Learned that yesterday.
Has Nick locked his keys in his car? Actually, Nick's got a beautiful car now.
I'm an adult.
Yeah. I'm sold. We wore Aqua DiGio and Hugo.
No, I remember those. They were still around.
Every day is Munchies Day. Fist bump.
Nice. Good okay. for you.
Yeah.
A little wake and bake.
Do we have somebody on the phone line?
Cody.
Oh, Cody.
Corey.
Well, that was a
Corey.
Great transition. Corey. Oh, Corey. Okay. I was like, whoa. Corey, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Going on, Steve. Last Friday, when Marcus was still there, you said something about transitioning from Kentucky to Louisville, and you said smoke on a certain type of pack. Marcus said smoking on something else. What type of pack are you smoking on tonight for the spring game?
Listen, appreciate the call, man. We haven't got that far yet. So.
Baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. It's great. Okay.
What a great end to the show.
What a perfect end to the show, man. Just, I love it. I love everything about what we do here. I do think a lot of people are going to get out there tonight. I think it's going to be a nice crowd.
And smell JQ.
Just, God, poor Jaden. What have we done to that man?
He's not going to be able to blink in you.
Smell like sweet mahogany. He's going to be like, what?
Oh, my that's, God.
That's Sex Panther. What you wearing? Jaden?
Where did you come from?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You just appeared behind me.
Yeah. Like, don't growl at him.
Tonight, mid-spring game, it's just announced. Jaden Quain is Arkansas confirmed.
Oh, my God. He's like, I'm not even visiting. Steve, it's Roy. Hope you and your family have a good trip. We have a great weekend with recruits. First off, thank you, Roy, very much. Yeah, looking forward to getting down to Orlando. Excited about that. I'll probably be on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be on Monday or Friday. We'll be at the park. So
nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, as we get out of here, what do you got itinerary?
We're actually not even staying. We're meeting Jeremy and them down there. They're already down there now. And we got like a big 4-bedroom condo thing.
Oh,
we
nice!
Split
nice.
To make it easier and a little cheaper.
So you're off property.
Yeah, we're nice. doing more. We're still going to go to the parks.
Right.
Her mom's going with us too. So yeah, we're going to hit. We're just going to do two park hopper days. So we're going to hit all four, but just in 2 days. And then there's other things around the area we're going to do.
You going to do Universal or SeaWorld or
no,
anything?
No, actually Legoland? Not this time. No, we're going to hit the parks. We're going to do some Disney Springs, probably get out. There's a couple places down there we like to visit, you know, some things. Because a lot of times when we go to Disney, we just wrap ourselves in the Disney bubble. Mm-hmm. We actually do really enjoy the area down there.
Like, yeah.
When I say I could live down there, I mean it. I can live in Celebration, Florida. Like, I love the place. And so we're going to, like, Sunday, we're going to hit the farmer's market over in Celebration.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and, like, try to do some other things that we – this is more of a relaxed. Charity's graduating when we come back, you know. We're going to relax a little bit, just enjoy the time, you know.
Nice.
Have some fun, yeah.
Are you not going to come back? I'm always worried.
This time I'm going to, but I would be lying if I said part of my plan while we're there is I have a hotel or an apartment appointment set up at the Cortland Colburn at Island Village. I'm just going to take Charity in Celebration. I'm just going to take Charity to look. I want to get her in there.
You're just looking.
I want her to smell it. I want her to see it. I wanted to stand on the balcony. I wanted to go.
To feel it. To taste it.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel it. Taste it. Block. In good. Block bad. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I just want to, you know, I could live here. Like, you know, just kind of. But yes, I will be back this time.
This time.
There might be a time that I am not.
That makes
Speaking of that, Drew apparently just booked a flight to Tampa today.
He did?
Yeah. He's out. He's gone. He's in the air now. 11:45.
Wow.
He was on the air and just was like, he was going to see Kenny Chesney tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Well, there's a private party he got into tonight. He just changed his flight.
Oh, doing VP things. Mad respect.
He was like, I'm gone. 11:45 today.
Can I open those boxes on his desk then? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're my shirts.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I just don't want to open them and find something
like a penis pump.
Yeah.
And then right. We're like, oh my God.
Cheer comes back. That's not mine.
Yeah. I told you, baby, that's not mine. All right. I'll see everybody tonight at the spring game. Don't sniff the recruits, but go up and say hi to them. Do whatever you can. Let's get it done. Middays with Marcus Maben, 93.9 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.